Make way for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The only Medicare podcast that uses Squatty Potty. Here he is, podcasting for the good of all mankind. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello again, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast once more. As you just heard Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, say, this is Doug Jones, your Medicare expert. And I'm probably going to be your Medicare expert for quite a while, so you better get used to it. If you have any objections, put them in writing. Send them to our mailbox, our email box at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. And then we'll read them on the air. Magically, something will happen to your complaint between the time you shoot it off into our the Ethernet and it winds up in our mailbag. It will have turned into a compliment. And so if you enjoy that kind of process, please do contact us. If you have questions, please contact us. If you need help with enrollment in Medicare or choosing the proper Medicare supplement or the proper drug plan for you, by all means, please contact us, dbj@mlmmailbag.com. So we are here to help people feel comfortable about that passage between Obamacare and Medicare. And I think most of those people are going to be pretty happy once the process is over, but they often feel concerned and fearful and trepidatious, and it's a big, scary, frightening thing. And there's so much information out there, so many salespeople trying to get their hooks into them, that it becomes a process that's not always that rewarding for most people. Unfortunately, some stray into the path of like an oncoming truck, which would be Medicare Advantage salespeople. And when you go to the internet, you click on a website that looks like it's going to offer you information. You put in your contact information. All of a sudden, you've made a whole bunch of new friends. And some of them are barely understandable because English is not their first or even their second language. Whereas if you deal with Medicare for the Lazy Man, you're going to find none of those bad things happen. And only the information that you are seeking will be foisted upon you. And we never call unless you want. And we don't bother you. You have to bother us in order to proceed with your choices. And we help making that selection process easy. In fact, there is a 30-second radio spot that I often ask Randy to play that explains the whole things very succinctly and very simply. So let's listen quietly and see if Randy will play that radio spot right now. Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever. Thank you, Randy. So that's why we're here, to help simplify and make the whole process more fun, less painful. Let's bring Randy in, shall we? Randy, are you there?
I am.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm right here in the same chair that I'm always at, and I'm doing great. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing terrifically, except for the fact that Illinois is starting to get cold, and I'm starting to get itchy feet. My feet are getting itchy to push down on that accelerator and to head southwest. But of course, the spousal unit puts the brakes on that, and we're not going to be leaving as soon as I would like. So my next, I don't have a good solution for the cold, except that hopefully if I wait for a while, it'll get warm again. We'll have another warm period before winter finally sets in. So that's the whole.
I've got a great bit of news for you.
Tell me.
Well, as I told you, I think it was earlier in the week, we were busy painting our house. We hadn't painted it for a few years, so we decided we would spring for a new paint job on the old residence.
And I used yellow and purple polka dots like you were talking about?
I was thinking about it, but actually what I ended up doing, Doug, is I had them paint it camouflage, desert camouflage.
Good. That's excellent.
And you know what that's for, right?
That's for the Medicare Advantage salesmen that are always looking for you. They'll never know that you're there.
Yeah, it's working already. I looked out yesterday afternoon, right after they finished, put the last, you know, kind of put the last paintbrush on the house. And there was already Medicare Advantage people wandering around the cul-de-sac, wondering where my house went.
Well, now that you mention it, I haven't heard any alarm. So they haven't gotten close. They must think there's no house there at all.
Right, right. Exactly.
That's perfect. Boy, good for you. Taking military technology and using it for peaceful purposes. That's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. I was a little unsure whether it was going to work, truthfully.
Yep.
Because I just hadn't tried it before. But on the other hand, Medicare Advantage people are not well trained. So, you know, they don't know how to spot a house, you know, when it's camouflage.
And this is the beginning of AEP starting October 15th. You're going to see those people going completely berserk. So they'll just pass you right by going to look for other victims. They don't have time during AEP to mess around with an empty lot, you know, a lot without a house on it. So you'll probably be free of them until at least December when AEP ends. Good for you.
I hope so, because I was getting a little tired. You know, as you know, I've got video surveillance cameras. I've got motion sensors. I've got everything.
All those noisy alarms that go off. I haven't heard one noise from your house today. So that's fantastic.
They don't know we're here.
That's beautiful. Well, good for you. You know, I've got a question here from Steve. Do you remember Steve?
I do.
He's one of our favorite correspondents. And I had for a long time, I thought Steve was either trying to pull our collective legs or had some ulterior motive, because we started hearing from Steve maybe last year, and he was Mr. Curious. He would ask question after question about Medicare, and I would actually have to do research in order to answer his questions, which were very well constructed and often about kind of esoteric parts about Medicare that a lot of people don't address. So I started working on that, and then I started thinking about Steve, and I realized he is probably not pulling our legs. He is probably not a graduate student writing a thesis on Medicare and using me to do his research. I believe Steve is an actual intellectual brainiac. He's one of these people that is curious about everything. So I have been happily answering his questions, even if they involve doing some research, even if they're a little on the esoteric side, because it has made good podcast content. Our audience continues to grow, and I think Steve has been a large part of making the content more interesting than it might have been by asking questions that require answers, complete, thorough, and well-researched answers. So there's one question he asked not too long ago, and I feel kind of guilty about it, and he has bugged me about it several times, and I've kind of ignored it, and I'm kind of sorry I did, but it's the kind of thing that didn't interest me too much, didn't really have anything to do with what I had been talking about, and frankly, he has been persistent, so I have no choice but to address it today. It's the fact that he has not had much luck using the Medicare.gov Doctor Finder. There is a program by which Medicare.gov invites you to put in your location, and it will tell you where Medicare doctors are in your area. And so it seems like it might be a good tool for somebody that doesn't have a way to get doctors or an easy way to find a doctor. On the other hand, the fact that nobody has ever, ever asked me about this and my whole time dealing with Medicare led me to believe that it wasn't going to be a subject that would be popular or of any interest to the listening audience. But Steve persisted. So Steve finally said to me, "You haven't answered this." I could sense the frustration in his email. He said, "The place on the Medicare website where you search for doctors seems to be out of date. I see a doctor there. I put his or her name in Google, and they are no longer in the same place where the Medicare.gov website says they should be. Some have even moved to another city. Now, there's an Excel database I downloaded it, and it's supposed to be updated within the last 30 days. I poked around it some, and it may have been a little bit better. So how often are these things updated? And that's about the third time he's asked me that. So here was my answer to Steve. I'm sorry if I didn't address this thoroughly when you first asked it. The fact is that I really don't know anything about this feature of the Medicare.gov website. With my limited brain capacity, I try to concentrate on those elements of Medicare that most concern my target market. Unfortunately, nobody has ever asked about searching for doctors on the federal government website. Why don't many people care about this feature? Personally, my reason is that I don't want to spend any more time with doctors than I can help. Others probably use referrals and recommendations from their current doctors or from friends and relatives. How about all the people that are trapped in Medicare Advantage plans? They are only able to use the providers on the limited list given to them by their managed care plan. All of the poor people on Medicaid are stuck with the doctors that are working under contract with the state. Maybe the answer is that the doctor finder you've been struggling with is a low priority because nobody is demanding that it be improved. Is that possible? This is as good an answer as I can come up with. Let me know what you think about my line of reasoning. So then Steve responded, it probably has to do, I don't think he liked my line of reasoning, it probably has to do with who is doing the update. Do the doctors have to contact Medicare and update their info, or does Medicare send them something asking for updates? I mentioned that they have the large Excel file that you can download and that they say has been updated in the last 30 days. I've been messing with that database and I will let you know. So I found a little article. I don't know if this is going to be helpful to Steve or not, but I was surprised to find this, the depth of that, that resource. So this article is entitled, How Can I Find Out If My Doctor Accepts Medicare? It really does lead to the same place because it's about using that doctor or that Medicare.gov physician tool that we were talking about a minute ago. So the Medicare.gov physician compare tool will help you find a Medicare doctor in your area. And I clicked on it. This article has a link, and so I clicked on it, and here is where it led me. medicare.gov/care-compare/?provider-type=physician-redirect=true. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, so the article goes on to say, the physician compare tool will help you find a Medicare doctor in your area. Seeing Medicare doctors generally makes your out-of-pocket costs less. Maybe you've had a favorite primary care physician for years and hope to keep her, I guess it's always a her, huh? When you have Medicare. Not every doctor accepts Medicare assignment, a payment agreement, although most do. If your Medicare doctor accepts assignment, your out-of-pocket costs may be less. Well, I think it already said that. The doctor will submit a claim directly to Medicare and can't charge you before submitting it, and you generally only pay your deductible and coinsurance amounts. If my doctor accepts Medicare, what does that mean? Doctors who accept Medicare assignment can fall into any of the following categories. I think we addressed this a few weeks ago. There are three different categories here that doctors can have a type of agreement with Medicare. One is participating doctors that accept Medicare assignment. They accept the Medicare-approved amount as payment for their services. These doctors charge the Medicare program 80%, and they charge the beneficiary 20% for the cost of the benefit. Well, that's a little misleading. That's not always the case, but let's let it slide for now because it's really immaterial to the way the doctor finder functions. Non-participating doctors, that's the second group they list here, they can choose to either accept or not accept Medicare assignment. If the doctor does not accept Medicare assignment, you might have to pay a 15% additional charge over and above the cost of the service. That's known as a Medicare excess charge. You would then be responsible for up to 35% of the reduced Medicare approved amount instead of 20%. Once again, they're getting into some math that I don't think they have any business wandering into. But yes, some doctors will be allowed to charge a 15% additional amount. And if you've got one of the Medicare supplements that I sell, that charge is covered for you. And then the third group is doctors who have opted out of Medicare. They may charge you whatever they see fit for services and supplies. You would then be responsible for the full cost of the benefit. To find a participating doctor in your area, you may use that Medicare.gov physician compare tool. And I read you the link, what the link is. Basically, it's Medicare.gov/care-compare. I think that'll get you pretty close. This tool will help you find an approved Medicare doctor based on medical specialty, geographic area, or doctor's name. In addition to finding Medicare-approved physicians, this tool provides information about each doctor, along with maps and directions to help you find the doctor's office. To begin looking for and this is what Steve was saying. He thinks that this tool is out of date. He thinks it's not maintained as well as it should be. When I looked at it, I can't tell that because I didn't look up any specific doctors, but here's the information I thought might be interesting. You don't just look up doctors on this. They have a bunch of other links that you can look up different types of services through the same portal. So if you go to medicare.gov/physician-compare, you'll have the opportunity not to look up just doctors and clinicians, but also hospitals, nursing homes, home health care services, hospice care, inpatient rehabilitation facilities, long-term care hospitals, and dialysis facilities. So it's more than just looking up doctors, and that seems like it would make it more useful to more people, I hope anyway. So I'm going to be very interested in what Steve has to say about how well they keep up that Excel spreadsheet. And maybe we can figure out a simple way for people to use that if they want to use the Doctor Finder tool on Medicare.gov website. So how are we doing time-wise? I'm going to get a clock someday and I won't ever have to ask you again.
We have 3 minutes and 1 second.
Well, I have another little article here that said it was a 3-minute read. So let me get to that. This is a silly, silly question, but some people may not know the answer. So I brought it in here because I think maybe some people will be helped by it. Medicare renewal. Do I have to sign up for Medicare every year? In general, the answer is, once you're enrolled in Medicare, you don't need to take action to renew your coverage every year. This is true whether you're in original Medicare, which is Part A and Part B, or in a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare prescription drug plan. As long as you continue to pay any necessary premiums, Randy's making noise. Move on, he's saying. Don't even mention the Medicare Advantage plans. That's got to include them. You know, responsible Medicare advisors address their existence, even though we don't like them very much. Your Medicare coverage automatically renews every year, with a few exceptions as described below. Now, here are the exceptions when there might be a problem and you might have to renew your Medicare coverage or take some kind of action. Your Medicare Advantage plan, this doesn't apply to any Medicare supplement. None of this applies to Medicare supplement. Your plan might reduce its service area and you would find yourself living outside its coverage area. Or your plan doesn't renew its Medicare contract for the upcoming year. Or what if your plan leaves the Medicare program in the middle of the year? That would leave you high and dry. Or Medicare terminates its contract with your plan. None of that can possibly happen with a Medicare supplement, but these are all things that can and have happened with Medicare Advantage plans. So if your Medicare plan doesn't renew its contract with Medicare for the coming year, you have a special election period that will run from December 8th to the last day of February of the following year. If you have Medicare Advantage and don't enroll in a new plan by that date, your current plan, or by the date that your current plan ends, then you'll be automatically returned to Medicare Parts A and B. Now, the danger is there that your health might have deteriorated to the point where you wouldn't qualify to buy a Medicare supplement like all people should have. This is why I suggest strongly to people entering Medicare, get a Medicare supplement now. Medicare supplements are so good. And the plan I always promote is so cost effective that you might as well start out with that plan from the beginning. It's so good that once you lose it, you may not ever be able to get it back. So then the article goes on to say, keep in mind that your new coverage starts on the first day of the month after you submit your enrollment application, meaning if you apply on February 8th, your new Medicare plan would begin March 1st. You'll also get a three-month special election period if your Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D prescription drug plan terminates its contract with Medicare. This period starts 2 months before the contract ends, runs an additional month after the contract ends. If Medicare terminates your plan's contract, you will have a special election period that begins 1 month before the termination effective date and ends 2 months after the effective date of the termination. Once again, this is only for Medicare Advantage plans and, to a certain extent, Medicare prescription drug plans, although I have never personally seen this happen with a Medicare prescription drug plan. While you may not need to renew your Medicare coverage, it's still a good idea to review your coverage annually. Benefits providers and pharmacy networks, drug formularies, and cost sharing can all change from year to year and affect how much you pay out of pocket. Comparing plans annually is one way to make sure your coverage continues to meet your health needs and budget. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that sounds like very bad news, being told that you have to do all this work to compare your plan from 1 year to the next. The good news for you is that if you're my client and you purchased a Medicare supplement from me, that's all out the window. You don't need to worry about any of that stuff. No annual review of your benefits, no Medicare ciphering, no scratching of heads, no sharpening of pencils, no erasing with erasers, none of that stuff. You're good to go once you have a good quality Medicare supplement that should last you the rest of your life. That's what the law says, and that's what I believe. So you can throw the rest of that stuff out the window unless you have a Medicare Advantage plan, in which case it's probably to your advantage to review your benefits every year to make sure they didn't do something like pull a sneaky fast one on you, as I've seen a couple of drug plans do. So that's the short version is, if you have a Medicare supplement, you're not going to have to worry about your benefits, Randy.
I got a question.
Please ask.
You know, I'm always curious. I'm the holder of all bizarre information. You mentioned earlier in the podcast that there's really three divisions of doctors participating or not participating in Medicare. Right. Do you have any percentages off the top of your head of doctors that do not participate in Medicare?
I've read percentages that range in the low 5 to 6% of participants in Medicare. In other words, over 90% of doctors participate in Medicare, and I think over 90% accept Medicare assignment, meaning you're not going to get stuck with a surprisingly large excess charge. However, there are within that group, there are some doctors that are not taking new patients of any kind. And in fact, you and I know that the Mayo Clinics in Arizona are not taking new Medicare patients at this time. Now, it's not that they don't take them, but they're not taking us.
Well, the reason I asked, Doug, uh-huh, is for the first time in my life, I ran into a doctor that I couldn't do business with because he refused to take Medicare.
Now, you could have done business with him if you were willing to pay his price.
Well, I might have done that had he not answered my question as, do you take Medicare? He says, no, I think I'm better than those prices.
Well, that's unfortunately when Medicare came into being in the 1960s, it put a lid on doctors' earnings, and Medicare patients often are not enough to sustain a practice. And so they have to charge more to somebody. Who do they charge it to? It's the under 65s, the youth of America, the youngsters. And those people are paying more for their health insurance because the doctors must earn more money for their services. Medicare is a lot like Canadian single-payer health insurance. If they're not going to bust the budget, they have to do something to reduce their expenditures. What do? They ration care, and they ration care by keeping a lid on the reimbursements. If your doctor was able to get a fair reimbursement from Medicare, not only would he be willing to treat you and accept your Medicare card as payment for his services, but also he would probably have a plusher office and nicer furniture and so forth. So he's just not getting enough to sustain his practice from his Medicare patients. But I've never seen a doctor who flatly turned away Medicare patients until I came to Arizona and tried the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, he actually said, I said, do you take Medicare? And he goes, no, I don't, loser.
Yeah, well, you know.
So that irritated me.
Can you imagine what he would have said if you had said, I'm on Medicaid. I'm on
welfare. Oh, my God.
Will you take Medicaid card from the state of Arizona?
That would have been really ear toasting.
Yeah.
But I do have another question for you. You know, we were talking about the doctor finder.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was looking for a doctor out in, well, I won't mention the name of the little town in western Nebraska.
And it's not Oglala. It's not Oglala, is it?
Ogallala.
Ogallala, pardon me. That's my favorite town in western Nebraska. Ogallala.
So I won't mention the name of this town, but one of the doctors that popped up is actually a vet for Medicare Advantage people.
Well, every time I see you, I ask you why the long face. But Steve would be right there with you. He would say that finder tool on Medicare.gov is not doing its job. So you and he would agree on that.
I agree. Well, you know what?
I can't guess. I can't imagine what this might be.
We need to close shop for today, Doug.
Oh, boy. Well, I can hear the train approaching the station. And I guess that's always a good sign when we've finished up.
We need to do a couple things, though. I would very much appreciate if the audience would get out their pencils and scratch out an email to Doug at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. He really gets excited when he goes to the mailbox every day to see what he's got. Also, scoot over to amazon.com, buy your books. We're getting day by day closer to the holidays, and they're a great stocking stuffer. And you can get the black and white version at Amazon. You can get the color version for, you know, keepsake quality into the future over at Barnes & Noble. You can get the audio version at Amazon, and you can get the Kindle version at Amazon. So there's no possible way that you can't have a copy of Doug's book.
And I got to tell you, he just did all of that from off the top of his head. He didn't look at a cheat sheet or anything. Very impressive, Randy. Thank you for all the kind words.
I'm getting this down pat.
Yes, it's been, well, we're sneaking up on 2 years since we started doing this.
I know. It's interesting you say that, because I was thinking back over, you know, like the first month or two we were doing this. Yep. We were kind of like blind leading the blind to some extent.
We talked over each other constantly.
And yes, we did.
Frankly, every time I coughed, you actually emphasized it rather than removing it.
So, yeah. Let me build the volume on that a little bit.
But I think we've hit our stride, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for that next batch. I guess I'm going to have to ask Drew where his recordings of new introductions are, because he should be finished and be sending those to us.
I'm running short, Doug. Just saying.
I'm going to ask him. The fact that I don't pay him anything to do it is is one reason that I'm a little trepidatious about twisting his arm. But on the other hand, he's a family member. If he wants to stay in this family in good standing, he's going to have to pony up.
He needs to pony up some introductions. That's what he needs.
Well, we're going to find out where those introductions are in the process. So
anyway, maybe he should recruit Nora.
I'm sure that she has tried to participate in the process, and I doubt that it's going to be of any value for another couple of years. So, anyway, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. How about you, Randy? Do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
I do. I want to say goodbye and thank you, everyone, for joining us. As always, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun without you. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes talking to metaphorically and listening to around the metaphorical coffee table, Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma. And as I said last week, the new latest and greatest CIO for Medicare for the Lazy Man.com.
Bye-bye, everyone.